Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ulysses, the ultimate writing app for Mac, iPad, and iPhone. Apple this week has registered a handful of new products with the Eurasian Economic Commission database, ranging from iPads to Apple Watches to iPhones and even the iPod Touch. However, many of these filings do not represent new products, but rather are Apple updating the database to account for the fact that the existing hardware models will soon start to ship with new versions of their operating systems. This comes ahead of the public releases of things like iOS 13 and macOS Catalina later this fall. For the Mac lineup, there are six new model identifiers that haven't previously been seen. The most likely prediction is that this list includes the rumored 16-inch MacBook Pro, which is expected to be released in October. There may also be some spec-bumped versions of existing Macs included in this list. As for the Apple Watch, there are four previously unseen model identifiers. Unfortunately, the database does not include enough information to know if these are Series 4 or Series 5 models. It is likely, though, that these new models represent the upcoming titanium and ceramic Apple Watch models, which we first talked about earlier this week. The iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro models have also been re-registered. These were first seen in the Eurasian database back in May, but back then they were said to feature iOS 12, while the new filings today update the records to confirm that the new phones will ship with iOS 13. The Eurasian Economic Commission database has proven to be a reliable source of information when it comes to new Apple product launches, but much like in this instance, it can sometimes be hard to tell what the model numbers are exactly referring to. Nonetheless, we should start to learn more officially from Apple next month. In other news, Apple has released iOS 13, iPadOS 13, and watchOS 6 Beta 8 to developers, as well as the 7th public beta of iOS 13 and iPadOS 13. As we get later into the beta testing process, each release contains fewer notable changes. Instead, Apple is focusing on things like performance improvements, bug fixes, and battery life optimizations. As a general update on the progress of this year's beta testing, iOS 12 went through 11 developer beta versions last year, so the 8th developer beta of iOS 13 means we're well over the halfway point in terms of development. Apple's new software versions won't be complete until around September, though, so testers should still expect performance and stability issues to be resolved up until then. On the other hand, we're still waiting on new beta updates for macOS Catalina and tvOS 13. macOS Catalina has lagged rather far behind the other betas so far this summer and is currently on developer beta 6. Apple will likely release the stable versions of its latest software the week after its event in September, which we currently expect to take place on September 10th. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Ulysses. Whether you're planning your next novel, writing blog posts, or academic papers, the Apple Design Award winner Ulysses offers a super focused and distraction-free writing experience combined with effective document management, fast syncing, and flexible export options. With Ulysses, you'll be able to manage writing projects of any kind and size with built-in organization features including nested groups, writing goals, keywords, filters, powerful search options, and much more. Beautiful apps for both iOS and Mac mean you'll be able to access and edit all of your texts anytime and anywhere with everything instantly synced via iCloud. For a limited time, 9 to 5 Mac readers can get their first 3 months of Ulysses for free by going to ulysses.app/9to5Mac. My thanks to Ulysses for supporting 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Bloomberg is out today with a new report detailing some of the new hardware Apple has in store for the rest of 2019, as well as 2020. For the iPhone, Bloomberg affirms the rumors about the Pro naming scheme for the OLED models. As expected, the publication says the main focus of the Pro iPhones is the new triple camera system, which combines wide-angle, telephoto, and ultra-wide lenses. Bloomberg says the iPhone 11 Pro software will be able to take three images simultaneously from each of those lenses and combine them together to create ultra-high-resolution pictures that may even rival some traditional cameras. Bloomberg also notes that this technology will improve low-light performance for the iPhone camera. Users will also be able to adjust the framing and crop of the image after it was taken, something that 9to5 Mac previously reported would be called Smart Frame. Bloomberg goes on to say that the video quality for the iPhone 11 Pro will also be significantly upgraded. For iOS 13, Apple includes a new array of video editing features inside the Photos app, and Bloomberg says the iPhone 11 Pro will be able to apply these adjustments live in real time as the video is being recorded. As for design, Bloomberg says that some colors of this year's new iPhones will use a matte finish. Across the board, Bloomberg says that this year's iPhones are being developed to be more durable, with added protections against shattering and improved water resistance. For the iPhone XR follow-up, the report says Apple is developing a new green color. For the iPad line, Bloomberg says to expect performance improvements for the iPad Pro line. The report also corroborates recent reports that the new iPad Pros will feature the same camera systems as the new iPhone line. Bloomberg also says that Apple is about to launch a new 10.2-inch iPad, which will likely replace the 9.7-inch budget-friendly iPad. The report also adds that a cheaper HomePod will launch as early as 2020, perhaps featuring two tweeters inside the unit. The current HomePod includes seven tweeters and a $299 price point, so dropping that amount down to two tweeters should result in a nice price drop. The publication also reiterates that a 16-inch MacBook Pro is on the way, but it does not specify a release time frame. Other reports have suggested a release sometime in the fall, likely in October. Last but not least, Bloomberg downplays the Apple Watch refresh coming this year, indicating that Apple will focus on the new titanium and ceramic case finishes. It remains unclear if the Apple Watch will get a quote-unquote Series 5 upgrade in 2019. Rounding out today, British Airways announced this week that it has purchased 15,000 iPhone XR devices from Apple to distribute to its cabin crew. Each member of its cabin crew will receive an iPhone XR as part of its effort to deliver personalized customer service to its flyers. The iPhone XR devices distributed to the British Airways cabin crew will come preloaded with apps that allow the crew to easily help customers during their flights. The new iPhone XR strategy comes as the airline has committed to spending £6.5 billion on ways to improve the customer experience. Also, as part of this investment, British Airways is installing high-speed Wi-Fi across its entire fleet, which will further aid the employees using iPhones for in-flight customer support, as well as the flying experience. This isn't the first time British Airways has invested in Apple devices. The company has implemented iPads into its array of technology in the past, and just recently it ran a successful trial where iPads were given to senior cabin crew on every flight. Other airlines have also adopted iPads for cabin crew and pilots, so it's likely that we'll continue to hear these types of stories in the future. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a look at the Home app in iOS 13, with Zach Hall describing a few ways the redesigned app moves backwards with this year's release. Additionally, Benjamin Mayo has taken a cool look at how to add an infrared remote-controlled accessory to your HomeKit smart home. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to Ulysses for sponsoring today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.